2. I feel the sweat start to trickle down my back as I run along Central Park South, trying to find the perfect balance between moving fast enough and not ruining these clothes. I am running late. This is, unfortunately, not altogether uncommon. My wife says that it's a function of poor organizational skills, but I don't think that's it at all. I think it's a subconscious desire to create excitement in even the most mundane situations, to pull victory from the jaws of defeat by leaving just enough room to get everything done. This is probably a common characteristic among gamblers. The lousy ones, anyway. I'm running because I'm late to join a bunch of lousy gamblers, as a bunch of really good gamblers teach the lousy gamblers how to be a little less lousy. This is the first of this season's Daily Fantasy Boot Camps, held at the posh J.W. Marriott Essex House Hotel off the south face of Central Park. It's a beautiful day, the 1st of August, right at that time when the monster that is the NFL starts to enter the consciousness of most casual football fans, and by extension, most casual fantasy players as well. Training camps are underway, preseason games are only a week or two off, and the first broken fibulas and collarbones are just starting to trickle in. This daily fantasy boot camp is billed as a chance to survive via a day-long session learning at the knee of a stable of big-name, money-winning professional players. For between $250 and $500, depending on the package, one of the resident gurus of DFS, a man known to all as Al Smizzle, will teach a group of 70 paying customers the basics of being a shark in one of a series of sold-out workshops held in cities from Chicago to Vegas, Atlanta to Los Angeles. Max Dallery, the feared pro, had suggested I check it out. And who am I to turn down advice from the best of the best? Tired of losing, I've taken a few days away from my Wall Street Journal day job to see how the other half lives, and to learn their secrets. But I'm here to do more than just soak up the wisdom of the sharks. This is my first time meeting pro DFS players in person, and I'm here to cozy up to them, learn how they think, talk, act, to join their world. Maybe, just maybe, I can get in good enough that I can call on them for advice.